days set so hot. 10 seconds and sweat was already dripping down my sides. My escort left me with another woman, a pretty brunette, as she went to fetch my water. "Sabrina McKenzie," the brunette said. "It's so nice to meet you. I'm Bryce Ryan."
Oh, hi, I stammered, reaching out to shake my interviewer's hand.
She grinned. "You were expecting a man, weren't you?"
"Guilty."
My exaggerated frown made her laugh. She turned, and I followed her to a pair of seats staged opposite one another and sat down. "It happens all the time. I've grown to enjoy the shock on people's faces when they realize I'm a woman." That was a bit twisted, but I just smiled and left that comment hanging. My escort returned with my water, and I sipped it while Bryce thumbed through her interview cards. I was reserving judgment on Bryce's journalistic skills until after the interview, but I had a feeling those cards contained nothing but predictable questions. "How does it feel to have taken down a criminal empire? Were you surprised when you were nominated for the award? Are you actually considering giving up your career as an investigative journalist to keep writing smut?" 11 interviews, and no one had bothered asking me anything unique. I'd been praised for my investigative journalism and judged for my fiction. Heaven forbid I author something that women might actually enjoy reading. And to include descriptive sex scenes? Scandalous.
"Romance novels?" Bryce asked.
Oh boy, here we go. I smiled sweetly. "I do love a good romance novel, especially if there's a little erotica mixed in, too." She grinned. "Sounds like I'll be buying your novel tonight." Maybe being interviewed by Bryce wouldn't be so bad after all.
"Bryce," the producer called from behind the row of cameras. "We're all set."
"Thanks." She waved over the hair and makeup team. My blonde hair got fluffed and placed while her skin was dusted and blushed. With both of our lips recolored, we settled in for the interview. The cameraman gave us his countdown, and then Bryce did her introduction before turning to me.
"You've had quite the year, Sabrina. Just a little over 1 year ago, you wrote an article for the Seattle Times that shut down the biggest gun smuggling operation on the Upper West Coast. Then you disappeared for 6 months, only to reemerge as a best-selling romance novelist. You've just won a Pulitzer Prize for investigative reporting, and I've heard that there are talks of making your book into a blockbuster. How does it feel to have reached such success in your career?"
"Thank you. It's been wonderful, albeit very busy." I smiled and glanced at my lap to hide the flash of pain that crashed through my heart. Nothing about my successes gave me joy. Talking about my accomplishments just reminded me of how much I had lost.
"You've made some major achievements since you came back to Seattle," Bryce said. "Most journalists, including this one, would kill to be in your position. How does it feel?"
I gave her my rehearsed answer.
"It's been incredible. Surreal, really. I'm still in shock at how much has happened over the last year."
"I can imagine." She flipped to a new note card.
"Let's talk more about the article."
My cheerful face belied my true feelings. I was miserable on this television set. I was exhausted from talking about that damn article. I was done having people fuss over its success. Everyone thought it was the article that had changed my life. It wasn't. It had been the 6 months I'd spent in Montana. It had been the 6 months I'd spent with him.
Chapter 1. 13 months earlier. Heroines and Villains, The Seattle Times, April 3rd, by Sabrina McKenzie. When I was 16, my father took me with him to the DMV to get my driver's license. I remember the heat radiating off the black parking lot as we walked inside the courthouse. I remember the caustic smell of hot tar and worrying that my flip-flops would melt if I stood still for too long. I remember my thighs burning as I jogged up the 18 stone steps that led to the imposing building's front doors. The DMV was located on the top floor of the courthouse, and Dad asked if I wanted to take the stairs or the elevator. I chose the elevator, not wanting to be sweaty or red-faced when I took my picture. We got stuck in that elevator. For 45 minutes,